Where did you fall asleep? It could be just an awkward position, like at home in bed. No, not what we're looking for. I'm talking about like maybe it was in your car in the driveway. I'm assuming a lot of these situations for you will be at like a place of employment, your work or somewhere, or just out in public even, where just anywhere besides at home, which would make sense. 317-239-1009. I want you guys, Alex is off today, but I want Liv the Web Girl and producer Pork Chop to think about this. And I tell you the example that I wanted to talk about this whole story. An American Airlines baggage handler passed out. He was drunk in the cargo hold of a plane and wound up accidentally flying from Kansas City to Chicago. The baggage handler was loading American Airlines Flight 737 on Saturday morning when he fell asleep in the baggage hold area and the plane took off. He was found when the plane landed and parked at its airport gate. He wasn't harmed, but because planes hold the plane hold area is pressurized and heated, so that's how he survived that situation.
Oh my gosh.
I wonder if he woke up in the middle or...
Yeah, it's like, oh, get me out of here! Get me out of here! Live the Web Girl, you got a situation?
Yeah, in college, I actually woke up one night after going out and I had fallen asleep on the bench that is outside of my sorority house.
So you were like outside. How was the weather? Was it raining? Was it hot?
No, it was summer. It was summer. So I remember being a little bit cold and I was trying to use this like tiny, tiny decorative pillow as a blanket, but it like literally covered nothing. And then again, my ex in college actually fell asleep in a stranger's trailer at a tailgate one time. He woke up to them being like, what are you doing in here? Like, we don't know you. Who are you?
Oh my gosh. He's like, I'm just trying to sleep, man. Quit harshing my mellow, brah. All right, 317-239-1009. Let's kick things off this morning with Erica. What happened with you? Were you drunk when this took place, falling asleep?
Yeah, I was out with some friends, and we were like pre-gaming beforehand, and I was like, you guys, go have fun. I'm going to sit here for a second. And then I woke up the next morning still in my car in the parking garage.
Oh, my gosh, no way.
Wait, what kind of friends are those, Erica, that they never came to check on you?
So they were so drunk, they forgot where we parked the car, so they couldn't find me if they wanted to.
Oh, my gosh, Erica. I kind of want to party with you and your friends.
They sound fun.
No kidding. All right. Hey, Erica, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Kelsey, what happened with you?
I was at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on qualification day and fell asleep in between the bleachers.
No!
Wasn't it hot? Like, wasn't it warm? I feel like those things would, like, be like a frying pan.
Oh, yeah. It was awful, but sometimes you just got to take a nap.
Okay, I get it. What were you drinking that day? What was your drink of choice that led to that sleeping hibernation state?
You know, I just think I was really tired. We get there at like 7 a.m. I actually wasn't drinking anything, and I just, you know, took a nap.
Did you get super burnt?
Yeah, I did. I like blistered. Ooh. It was so
bad.
Oh,
gosh.
Right.
Oh, I bet you'll never do that again. Hey, thank you for calling in. Regina, you're on the Joe and Alex show. I don't understand how this is even possible. Where were you when you fell asleep or passed out?
I was getting a haircut.
No way!
I actually get up for work, and I'm usually at work at 4 in the morning, but I went to go get my hair cut, and I sat in her chair, and a few minutes later, I looked, and she was taking the, that cape off, and I told her, I go, what are you doing? I said, aren't you going to cut my hair? And she said, I already did it. She said, you've been asleep for the past hour.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe she can do that while you're asleep.
Could you imagine,
Regina's it was horrible because on one side it almost looked like it was like cut a little shorter, and I said, "Well, it's kind of lopsided." She goes, "I'm so sorry, your head was kind of turned. I was trying to pull your hair up, you know." So, but yeah, I fell asleep in the chair.
She's got like a huge bald spot in her back.
Oh my gosh, that's insane,
I've
Regina.
Never done that.
I'm just picturing you like because whenever I see like women, sometimes men with the longer hair getting it like shampooed and all that stuff. Like I'm imagining you just pass out like Weekend at Bernie style. It's like you're almost dead or a mannequin. They got your head back. They're shampooing your hair, and you're just like.
I mean, yeah, she shampooed my hair. I never even knew
it. She shampooed
it? I was, like, so tired.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so relaxing, though, when they do that. So I kind of get it.
I want to be able to sleep like you, Regina. I'm jealous. I can't even sleep when I take melatonin.
I fell asleep. Don't know how I forgot about this. I fell asleep riding a mechanical bull. While I was on the mechanical bull my freshman year of college, and the operators like were looking at the people I was with and were like, we don't know what to do. Like, we don't want to throw her off and hurt her.
Oh,
but
they
like,
should have totally thrown
you off.
We
want her to get off, but like, we don't know what to do.
Oh, I've fallen asleep in a bathtub.
Oh.
What, like Whitney Houston did?
Rest in peace.
Damn.
No, I'm saying she fell asleep in a bathtub and drowned or from the drugs.
Joe. Yeah.
I'm asking if you were... Oh, don't even give me that. I'm not trying to make a joke of it. Legit, she died from that. So, like, were you, like, was there water in it?
Yeah, but, I mean, I woke up, like, I mean...
But you were like... Like that?
Oh, gosh.
Is that... That's not...
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't on...
No, I'm not saying drug. Okay, stop it. I'm not trying to make fun of it. It's like, but that scares the crap out of me because I've been tired where I'm, it's so warm and it's relaxing. And you kind of like, I mean, like, I feel like the water would wake you up. But
Joe, what bath are you taking?
Yeah.
I can't. I'm kind of like that President Taft. I'm too big for a tub. I just get stuck in the damn things.